Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way in the mighty 1090. As we said, Pete Gray not joining us today. He's doing some great family fun stuff, enjoying the Thanksgiving Day weekend, but he'll be back tomorrow. But Corey Sand and myself in here having good times, talking lots of fishing, talking great times today, man. And just the fishing continues, as we've talked about in the first hour, to just be stellar, whether you're offshore bluefin fishing, you're getting in on that great Coronado Islands fishing on the San Diego, the fantastic yellowtail's been around. It's just been awesome and fun times and lots of goodness. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you.
You can do that. Two ways to do it, Rick. 877-792-1090 or 858. We have one line open at the 858-457-1090. And nothing but good times in studio.
You got it. We're giving away a couple of killer prizes. And, man, thanks again so much to Captain Ryan Bastian. Two tickets to go full-day fishing on the San Diego. You're going to basically get in on all of that fun that Corey and I have been talking about all morning. You know, fishing the San Diego is a very fun experience, whether it be the boat, the crew, the treating of your fish, all of those things combined. You're going to get in on that, as we're giving away two trips at the end of the show today.
Brian up in the ante.
pretty darn cool. Well, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, Corey.
And today it's sponsored by Dana Lanny on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater, something I know Ryan knows about, East County Bait and Tackle. Check them out. It's a full line of freshwater tackle, live bait. Great day on the lake, everything you need. Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld to Mission Bay, right next to the launch ramp, and East County, right at the end, on Maple View, right at the end of 67, and kind of a cool place to be, huh, Ryan?
Perfect location there at East County Bait and Tackle, and that place is dangerous for me.
One, I'll say this. One, the kids at work in there are so good at bleeding all of my money out of me.
Yes.
And they are so up, like, just that, which is it's why they are so dominant in that world, is they are so up on everything that's new. You know, so, like, I mean, I got a bunch of buddies, like, in that world and in that industry. When that new killer technique for this high-pressured lake comes out that's, like, the secret deal, and you roll in there, like, have you ever heard of this? Oh, yeah, here's a wall full of all that, you know.
Yeah.
This is the lead head that you have to use, and you haven't even heard about this, but you should be buying some of those. Like, they are so up on, you know, San Diego City lakes out here, they're a high-pressured thing, and sometimes the newest and latest and greatest is the total difference maker, and having a shop that is so well versed in that
you
is just
feel the passion in those kids when you walk in there.
Big
you
time.
Just look in their eye and you can tell like they're wired to fish. That's what it's about for them. Yeah, yeah, I
not,
love it.
Not only the local stuff, but the El Salto trips and that kind of stuff. I know a lot of the guys, Dart and Mike Lackey and yourself and myself, we're running in there buying all kinds of stuff at the last minute, too. So
I would have been lost without those guys on that trip to Mexico, too. Yeah, they're really good. And you said it, you know, ask you, so you've been fishing lately? Like, well, I mean, not really. I mean, I fished yesterday and the day before after work, and then I fished this. But I did do a tournament a week ago. Like, I don't even include all that. Yeah, they're wild. Pretty darn cool. Well, let's jump into the Catch Report, find out what's biting. Started off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. He's got that fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Ryan. Great show here today. So here we are, guys. Thanksgiving now behind us. Aftershocks from that little weather system still kind of beating up the outer waters. And now, got to face facts, guys. Winter is coming, but God, what an incredible season it's been, and not hardly over yet.
No doubt.
This time of year brings a lot of focus on the squid situation. Been lots up there at the Channel Islands, but you know, that's out of range for most of us, realistically. Some at the county line, deep hole zone. And of course, the main focus is always Catalina. And Catalina, you know, it's had a little bit of signal on the front side. It's been in the isthmus there for a couple weeks now, and a little bit of yellowtail on it. It's been some fun fishing. We'll see. I haven't had any reports here recently, so we'll see if it's still around. But it's time this time of year, I mean, it's definitely when stuff starts showing up. Middle backside is where I always like to look. That hard bottom outside the Rabbit Hutch, Owl Rock, Lightning Rock area is one of my favorites for November, December. You got to remember, guys, some of that is in the MLPA. You can fish for squid. You're not legally allowed to fish for fish in there, which is kind of a frustration because that was some of our best yellowtail and sea bass grounds. But, you know, it is what it is. But a good area to look for some more bait. It often shows up there. Very few fish reports, like I said, from the island. But in terms of marlin fishing right down off the east end, you know, it's been crazy how good November was. A lot of times, you know, the stuff's gone by this time of year. November was actually some of our best fishing of the year locally, and there's still a little bit around. There was one caught Wednesday just for the holiday. Congratulations, Jimmy, to you and your daughter. What a great catch, and it's hardly over yet, guys. Somebody's going to get some December fish there, I'm guessing. That's and on so the cool. outside, before the weather and Thanksgiving holiday, that tuna fishing was nothing short of fantastic. That good, great bluefin, you know, most of it's 40 to 70 like that with a few standouts mixed in. And amazingly enough, there's some of that good, great yellowfin tuna mixed right in with the same zone there. It's fly line fishing at its finest, guys. 30 or 40 pound four carbon, a small hook and a hot bait has been the better answer for most of that fish. If you hook one of those 200 pounders on that gear, oh well, sometimes that happens. And then for the exotic of the week, how about a 50 plus sea bass caught right in the middle of a school of tuna out there on the edge of the bank there. That was kind of a surprise
Come
for
on.
Somebody. But yeah, you know, I've always wondered where a lot of our sea bass winter, and I think it really is around the Cortez and Tanner, especially since we're finding out how much squid shows up out there, and the squid is showing up out there. So stands to reason that there'd be a few of them tankers swimming around, and there's one less, that's for sure. But anyway, that's this week's report. And I'd probably get out the next few days. That wind's supposed to back off here like tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday, and then I think we might get clobbered again toward the end of the week. They're forecasting kind of like the real deal this time, so we'll see. But, God, there's still a lot of fishing around and still pretty darn good conditions throughout the whole Southern California zone here.
You know, we talk about it all the time, but it is the truth that fishdope.com becomes so much more valuable at times of year like this than even in the middle of the summer when you're going all the time. You know, when you're going all the time, you know and you hear about it on Let's Talk Hookup, and I'm sure you check your fish dopes, but it's times like this when weather are a factor, there's less people on the water, there's more fish moving around, to be connected with what's going on with, you know, with lesser people, a lesser network on the water is just such a huge, important deal. And I know, Mark, you know, your trip marlin fishing and things like that, all of that info late season gets pumped right through the fish dope. And for a small fee, you can basically be hooked up with all the most current info on the water. And if you want to save $20 on a new membership, you can just use the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase with no space. We'll keep you up on the best fishing info out there. And, Mark, great job. Such cool fishing. Anxious to hear what goes on with this next little weather dab. But in the meantime, somebody wants to keep in touch with you at Pacific Edge. How do we do that?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And yeah, lots going on with the shop, guys. If you want to see some really cool big custom tanks, you got to stop in and see what we got going on right now. We're building a giant one here for a guy. So
this is always a fun time of year to stop in at Pacific Edge, because in the summertime, you guys are so busy selling tackle and keeping up with things, you don't get to see any of the cool custom-y projects. But this is the time when you at least get to take a breath enough, and all of a sudden you start seeing you kicking out all these cool giant tanks with big windows and all the cool stuff.
Yeah, we're doing a big one right now. But, hey, that's this week's report, guys. We'll talk to you next week. No telling what's going on, but I think you should go fishing.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. All right.
All the way from Bolsa Chica and Edger, Mark Wish, we're going to go down to Mission Bay where Ryan docks to San Diego every evening. Marcos, welcome to Seaforth. How you doing? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Got a nice little overview of the fishing there. Like I said, there's some great fishing earlier in the week there, those half days, great bottom fishing, and seeing up pretty quick here where we're not going to be able to catch that bottom fish anymore. So if you want to get some of that in there, definitely now is the time to do it. Those full-day trips, San Diego yesterday down to the islands, 41 anglers had 101 yellowtail and 58 bonitos, so some really good fishing on there. And like I said, those day and three-quarter trips, we had a few of them scheduled. They canceled because of the weather. But they're going to be right back at it. We got the Aztec and the Tribute going out tomorrow morning. Get back out there, get after that bluefin and that yellowfin. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for those half days, those full days fishing for the yellowtail, those day and three-quarter day trips fishing bluefin and yellowfin. Lots of good fishing still to be had. And so we should get a nice little weather window here before forecast to come back through and kind of slow us down again. But great fishing going on right now. The weather's actually a little nice today, so definitely come out, come fishing. Check the website there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or our favorite, come down and visit us in person.
Sounds good to me, Marcos. A great time of year to come and do it, and still some great fishing to be had. Appreciate a great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos.
Well, with that being said, the report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat is left in the water and you have not installed one, the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. And the BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's really a cool thing. I know Pete's taken advantage of it, and it turns on when you have water. It turns off when the oil hits a sensor, so it's kind of a cool thing. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBG1.com to get affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange. Kind of cool they're carrying it there now.
I think so, too. That's a really cool thing if you're a guy that keeps your boat in the water and are not like Ryan Boston, where you're going fishing every day. They've got so much like smart technology into things like bilge pumps and sensors now that, you know, they'll have it so that anytime your bilge pump kicks on, it'll send a notification to your phone, or it'll show you, you know, hey, your bilge pump has cycled four times in the last 24 hours. So if you're not at the boat every day, especially in this off season, it'll help keep you an eye and alert you to things that, you know, could potentially become a big problem before they do so. It's a cool company there. And like, you know, that oil detector switch is awesome. You know, we've said it before, but it's not like it stops working. Basically, the oil floats on top of, you know, on top of the water. So if it detects oil, it's not going to pump that oil into the water, which will get you a fine. But then if you have a bigger issue where you've got water coming in, once the water has pushed that oil up above, it'll continue to cycle out all of the water until just that level of oil is reached, and it'll shut itself back off again. Those guys make some really, really cool stuff.
I mean, you got to check them out. If you have your boat in the water, it's definitely worth checking. BlueBG1.com.
You got it. Hey, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Ryan. We're going to do just that. Who should we talk up to first, Corey?
And they are packed. Let's talk to Dennis. Dennis is calling from Norwalk. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Dennis.
Yes. I'd like to know about the, when you're fishing, the yo-yo with either mono or power pro line. What's the best thing, and what type of lure did you say to use?
For yo-yo fishing, Dennis, I really like mono. 40-pound, 50-pound mono. And the reels, you know, a lot of different companies out there. I like those Shimano Trinidad 20s or 30s for yo-yo fishing. It's plenty of reel. Back in the old days, it was get a 4-0 and it was turn the handle as fast as you could. And with the reel technology now, you just need a nice medium retrieve, you know, a nice medium speed of turning the handle, and your lure's coming through the water plenty fast enough.
And that's the beauty of it, Ryan, with the Trinidad. You mentioned it with a huge pickup in line. If you look at how much line you're picking up in one
right.
turn of the handle, it's double of what the old jig masters. I mean, it's
yeah.
triple maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's plenty fast enough with just a medium speed retrieve.
A 4-0 had 3.25 to 1 gears, 3.25 to 1, unless you tricked it out and you put the high speed gears and it was 4 to 1. You know what I mean? Like, and a Trinidad off the shelf is 6.2. You know what I mean? They take up line so much faster, but they still have the torque when you hook a fish to wind right through.
That's what's amazing is you don't ever get that, oh, my handle is stuck feeling of when you hook a fish. You can wind right through most of the, you know, all of the bites, really, from a yellowtail.
That's pretty cool. That answer your question? Oh, and what size yo-yo lures do you like?
It's different all the time. If we're yo-yo fishing in 90 to 130 foot of water, most of the time we will go with like the junior size. Like I always relate everything to a 6X junior, a 6X, because, you know, growing up, that was the standard yo-yo lure. You know, there's probably been more fish caught on a blue and white 6X junior at the Coronado Islands than any other lure. I always joke that if you dove to the bottom around North Island, the whole bottom would probably just be solid blue and white 6X juniors.
Isn't that crazy? For
yeah.
decades, really.
For decades, yeah. yes. But right now, the fishing we have going on, it's in 180 to 220 foot of water. We like the full-size yo-yo lures, the full-size 6X, the Taddy 4-0, something, you know, a little heavier.
Get you down a little faster.
Get you down faster. A lot of times, you know, when you get a bite yo-yo fishing, it wasn't that your lure was so awesome or you're such an awesome fisherman. It was just your lure got down there the fastest.
Yeah.
You know, that's what got you the bite. Especially the way we're doing it right now. You know, we're stopping right on top of schools, and you need to get down there right now before they swim away.
Right.
So, something heavier than a 6X Junior.
There you go, Dennis. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Let's jump back into it, Rick. They've been packed up, and appreciate everybody being so patient. Let's talk to Tom. Tom's calling from San Diego. Good morning. Welcome. Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
Good morning, gentlemen. I will never forget the first time I went out with Ryan Boston, and a guy next to me came up, he was yo-yoing, he brought up a 30-pound yellowtail. I thought, my God, that's incredible. Of course, then the bite stopped when I got mine down. But anyhow, I really love what you do. I appreciate it. Can you speak a little more about the, when you say you saw five schools of yellowtail, what you've observed about, say, the biomass of yellowtail this year, possibly compared to other years?
Yeah, I think the biomass is very healthy. I think the stocks are very healthy, and biomass is for us is always changing. You know, Matt has been driving the boat most of the trips recently. Captain Matt Brawla.
You've got to be stoked to have him because he is one fishy son of a gun. You know,
he's doing very, very well. Very proud of him, doing a phenomenal job. But you know, he was catching, you know, over 100 a day for 6 days straight, and then he had a day where he caught 23, I think it was the day before Thanksgiving, and he gave me the report that night, and his terminology to me was, you know, we just didn't get on the biomass, and that's something that we're looking for all the time as an operator. You know, you may go, you could probably find a little bit of fish in a lot of different areas. But what we're looking for on the San Diego is we need to be around most of the fish,
right,
the biomass. So the biomass right now is the area of fish that we're fishing is very impressive to me. Yesterday was the first trip I drove in a while, and I think we were around the biomass, and it was very impressive. There was school after school after school after school, different schools. You know, when I say a school, I think it's probably each – I wouldn't really call it a school unless it was 100 fish or more, you know. And some of these schools we were stopping on yesterday, they had to have been 500, 600, 700, 800 fish schools.
Wow.
You know? And there's one after another. They just showed up. They were there yesterday, and hopefully they're there again today because, like all fish, they can pull a disappearing act.
Sure.
No problem.
But that's the beauty of it. The islands, I mean, it's kind of – they have their entire – cycle they need right there.
It's
you're talking about the biomass, and that's the planktonic part.
Yeah.
That's the anchovy or the sardine that hang around that, and then that's the all the other marine mammals, the whales and everything else that eat the anchovy. And
we're very lucky to have it so close to our homes. You know, that Coronado Island area, it has everything. Like Corey mentioned, canyons and bait population and, you know, sand flats and rocky ledges, deep water, shallow water. It has everything they would need.
That's cool. There's such a cool feast or famine thing that comes with wintertime yellowtail fishing, too, that you just not one day ever seems to be the same as the other. You know, you're even back-to-back 100 fish days can be, you know, we had 50 stops of two fish at a time, or we had two stops for 50, you know, and back-to-back days can be, and you just, the one thing that I like so much about the program that you guys run is, and it's no, you know, it's no discredit to anybody else and what they do, but you guys really tend to focus on game fish on your boat. It's, you know, that, and I have seen, you know, how many times the story played out that, you know, the day is, I mean, we all know what it's like on tough days out there where it's looking like this probably isn't the thing, and, you know, you're going to bail out for your last 2 hours and go catch some rockfish to make sure everybody has some fish in the sacks. It's very rare that you guys do that, and I don't know how many times talking to you or other guys that in that last hour we found two good schools, we caught 30 apiece, and boom, we had a 60-fish yellowtail day, and there you go.
Right. Yeah, one of the things I always think about is how small of an event it takes to have a good day.
Right.
You know, it's one guy looking to the side and seeing a shearwater, you know, skip on the water, or one seagull sitting there. It's just one small event could turn into a 200-fish day.
Right.
Without seeing that one really small thing, you may have totally missed it. So, yeah, we always try. We're always looking for game fish. If the conditions are horrible and we get down there and the water's 54 degrees and brown, then, yeah, we may target some bottom fish. But it's rare, especially in the last 5 years. It's feast or famine, like you said.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. All right, Tom, great phone call. Appreciate it very much. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's jump back in and let's talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling from Long Beach, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Chuck?
You know, Brian, I know you in the past you said you like mono for a top shot. Do you recommend putting fluorocarbon with that? And if so, what kind of connection are you using? And as far as jigs, if you for this type of fish you're doing, what ones are you bringing? And is color an issue for you guys?
I don't think you need a fluorocarbon top shot for yo-yo fishing. A lot of times when your lure is down there 150, 180, 200 feet, you know, there's not much light penetration at all. And so I would save your fluorocarbon for your bluefin fishing. For what we're doing, I don't think you need it. And colors, yeah, we find patterns with the colors. You know, we try to keep it real simple on the San Diego. We typically have blue and white, scrambled eggs, you know, all white, the basic colors, but check with the deckhands. They definitely see the patterns on deck, you know, more so than I do from the wheelhouse. You know, Matt will come up all the time, and he'll be like, man, you know, all nine of those fish on that stop were all caught on scrambled egg. Mm-hmm. And so then, you start piecing it together and patterning them.
It's kind of cool to have a crew like that. You're talking about Matt. I mean, Matt's running the boat probably today.
Yes, he is.
And see, I mean, he's your deckhand on the days you're running the boat, and I've known him for decades, and he's a locally grown guy. And Taro, I mean, Taro worked with you for so long, and now look at him. He's running the Liberty. I mean, the lineage that comes off underneath you, Ryan, is huge. And Mike, I've known Mike since I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and to have him work on the boat for decades, you know, and that's just the kind of crew that you have underneath you, and it's huge.
Thank you.
I think that, you know, a lot goes to good teaching and everything, but I think the reality is, you know, the best three-quarter day or full-day operators just come out of the Fisherman's Landing rental room.
Yeah.
It's like, clearly that's where Booger got his start and Brawler the Sam. I mean, that's just, you know,
it's proven now.
Yeah, it's just a proven fact at this point.
That's where the kids need to go apply.
That's good times.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones,
Corey. Let's do it, Rick. They're absolutely packed up. They have been the whole show. They all want to win. One of these two trips are being given away today. And let's talk to Rich. Rich is calling from Bradley. Thank you for joining the show this morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning. You talked a little bit earlier about the potential of a disappearing act from these fish because in the wintertime you just can't count on the weather systems are super volatile. So the other thing that could potentially do a disappearing act is the bait. And you guys have really covered the ins and outs of jigs. But one thing you didn't mention fishing the yo-yo was you mentioned colors, but you never said anything about glow in the dark, and I'm wondering if you have any insight on that. And when would you maybe go to the yo-yo first rather than go into the bait? Maybe give me some inside baseball on that one.
Yeah, you know, lately we've had a lot of these yellowtail caught on dropper loop sardines. It's been working very well. So if they're biting the yo-yo, they will also bite a dropper loop sardine. It's whatever you like to do. What I like to tell people on the boat is if you feel like you're up for some winding, because yo-yo fishing is a lot of work,
if you
feel like you want to turn and burn and do some winding, then fish a yo-yo lure. If you get tired, if you've been yo-yoing for a couple hours and you just want a break, grab your dropper loop rod and send a live sardine down with an 8-ounce torpedo sinker, and you have just as good a shot of catching one as you do on a yo-yo lure.
But there's truly, Ryan, there's nothing more adrenaline rush than winding that yo-yo iron, you know, I don't want to say as fast as you can, but awfully darn fast.
Yes.
And then just to have it completely stopped by a 15-pound yellow. Are you kidding me?
A lot of what we do is, you know, we just want to catch them a certain way, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know how it is, whether you're bass fishing or marlin fishing or, you know, yellowtail fishing. We just want to catch them a certain way because that's how we enjoy getting the bite. Like Corey said, your reel just comes to a screeching halt, and it's a super good adrenaline rush. But you can certainly catch them on a live bait. And live bait is very effective.
When you're doing that, when you're dropper loop fishing with the 8-ounce torpedo sinker, do you make your dropper loop any different than you would if you were fishing for rockfish? Is the loop bigger, or do you let it all the way to the bottom? Like, what's the best technique if a guy were going to go that route?
What we like to do is just put your hook further above your sinker than you would with a rockfish dropper loop to try to keep some of those rockfish off of you, because the areas where we're catching these yellowtail, there's red rock cod, there's salmon grouper, it's over hard bottoms, and you don't want to drop down to a school of yellowtail and possibly catch, you know, maybe a rockfish, you know.
Sure.
So a little further up above your sinker, and it's basically the same rig, a nice strong, you know, spider hitch or dropper loop, something that can handle a 25-pound fish.
That's it. Did that answer your questions for you, Rich?
Maybe you could talk about the glow-in-the-dark type jigs.
Yeah, popular color. People definitely use them, and they work. Me personally, I don't use them too much. I like to stick with blue and whites and scrambled eggs, but I don't feel that, you know, color is as important with yo-yo fishing as it is with, like, surface iron fishing, because of the light penetration, and it's a reaction bite with a yo-yo jig. It just goes flying past their face, and then four fish start chasing it, then eight fish start chasing it, and it's a competition thing, and that's a lot of times why you get your bites yo-yo fishing, I feel.
And it sounds like you like a traditional yo-yo jig over, like, a flat fall or something, or a Colt Sniper, or that kind of thing?
Those flat falls are very effective for yellowtail. When they first came out, I felt that a traditional yo-yo jig was the way to go, but I'm learning now over the last couple of years that those flat falls are getting just as many bites. I think why a flat fall gets a lot of bites with yellowtail fishing is they get down there fast.
Sure. That's what was going through. That's exactly why I want to ask you the question is,
yeah,
they're big and they sink really, really good.
They sink really fast. So you can fish a flat fall for sure. The only problem with the flat fall right now is they're shiny. Mm-hmm. And with the bonito layer we were talking about, you may get more bonito than you want.
There you go.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, Rich, great question. Appreciate the phone call very much, buddy.
It doesn't get any better than this. Late November, early December, yellowtail fishing on the San Diego. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with more of this. We're going to be back in just a few minutes on Mighty 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranx, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're just having such a fun time in the studio today, Rick.
Yeah, good times. The phones are just absolutely packed up. I know everybody's excited to talk to Captain Ryan and excited to ask all these questions. Wanted to give you a very cool opportunity. San Diego Marlin Club has a very fun tournament coming up. It's the Rock Cod Roundup, and it's their fifth annual event, and they do a very cool bottom fish tournament there at the San Diego Marlin Club. It's December 8th and 9th. If you want more information, just go to the sandiegomarlinclub.com. You can find a little bit of info on their website. You can find it on all their social media accounts, themarlinclub_SD. It's a really cool event, and those guys do a great job, and they do a fun fish fry afterward, so it's just kind of a, you know, just get it in before the rockfish closure comes, and fun event in San Diego. Corey, phones are packed up. Why don't we jump right back into them?
They are packed, Rick, and let's talk to John. John's calling from San Diego. Thank you for being patient this morning, John. Thank you.
Good morning, guys. I was originally going to ask Ryan about the fish processing, but that question was already asked, and I wanted to ask Ryan what kind of techniques or strategy he uses to minimize the sea lion effect at the Coronados.
Yeah, well, you know, we just have to adapt to those. And one of the things, you know, Corey and Rick can attest to this is we are always thinking of ways to get better, whether we're making plastic baits. You know, Corey's faced with a situation of he needs to get a bait into an area where there's a tree every 6 inches. He makes a weedless bait. You know, same thing with us. We sea lions are a part of our program. Yeah. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be there every single day. We have to adapt and learn how to fish with them. And that's what we have done. If you've been on a Coronado Island trip recently, it's a lot like offshore fishing, except we're around the coast. It's a lot of moving around, finding them on the sonar, quick drifts, and then sea lions come, scare them all away, and then we move on and go get on another school. That's just the way we were forced to fish, and actually I think it's a more effective way to actually catch yellowtail down there than sitting on the anchor waiting for conditions to be perfect. You know, I love fishing on the anchor. That's my favorite way to catch a yellowtail.
You mentioned this, and Cy, who ran the Prowler relief for Buzz for many years, and we're talking 25 years ago.
Mentor of mine. Yeah.
Right? I mean, his favorite thing is anchoring up at the islands and fishing the yellows that way. You can't do it anymore. There's just too many sea lions, and you're looking for the biomass, but the sea lions have already found it.
Right.
And the ones that haven't are following you to find the other sea lions that have already found the biomass. So by running from spot to spot with a sonar.
Right. So the one thing where we have gotten very efficient as a fleet is, you know, back in the old days, if you wanted to check the Lea South, the Middle Grounds, and North Island, if you wanted to give those three places a good, honest check, you had to go there, you had to put your anchor down, you had to sit for a couple hours or longer, wait for conditions to change, and then after, you know, a half a day, you could say that you had a good, honest check on that location. Nowadays, San Diego gets there, Liberty gets there, whoever else is fishing gets there. We all scan it with these really good sonars. We scan every edge of the ridge, every drop off of the ridge. And after 15 minutes, I can honestly say that location has received a good check.
Yeah.
We know what's there. These guys are good with their sonars. They can tell you if it is a school of blacksmith perch, a school of whitefish high off the bottom, a school of yellowtail, a school of calico bass. That's how good these electronics have got.
And that's part of the one of the huge upgrades. I mean, my favorite is the RSW. Having the RSW is one of the coolest things that have been brought on board by the whole fleet. You know, Tim Ekstrom's talked about it. I mean, it started there, and now the Dolphin,
yeah,
the halfway boat has it, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's one of the coolest things. But prior to that was the sonar, and the sonar came around just over 20 years ago, and now nearly every single boat has it. You can't do it without it.
You can't do it without it. I honestly don't. I feel like I have no idea what's going on if I don't have my sonar. You know, I wouldn't go out there without one. I'd probably cancel the trip.
You can't compete on an appropriate level.
No, you cannot. We have a spare sonar dome sitting in storage. If our sonar dome breaks, we'll have a new one that night.
Brian, that is not a cheap deal.
It's not a cheap deal, but it's worth every penny.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, great question. Appreciate it very much, John. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Let's talk to our friend Doug. Doug Amontobello, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Thanks for hanging in there, Doug.
I was just wondering, where would you go fishing at if you don't have the Coronados or the tuna fishing? Where would you be going?
Well, you know, for years, the San Diego was the 7-4 local three-quarterly boat out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Some of the best fishing in the world at times is 4 miles from Mission Bay. You know, La Jolla is a natural fish attracting location as well, just like the Coronado Islands. So La Jolla, Point Loma, Imperial Beach, North County, that's where we'd be.
But honestly, Doug, where else would you want to go? You don't want to fish La Jolla or Point Loma when you can fish the islands. I mean,
right.
The islands, it's a gem and a jewel that's just over the border, you know.
Right.
It's one of our resources that we're fortunate that we get. It's not a right, it's a privilege. You know, I mean, it's kind of, we're very thankful that we have that privilege.
No doubt. Well said. Appreciate the phone call very much.
All right, let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Ed. Ed's calling from Mira Mesa. Thanks for being patient this morning, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, guys. My question is, okay, you'd mentioned a spider hitch on a dropper loop. How many turns do you do on that? And I didn't quite catch if you would use a reverse dropper loop on that fish out there at the islands or just a regular dropper loop.
I like a dropper loop for yellowtail with the hook above the sinker. That's the way I like to do it. And 5 or 6 turns on your spider hitch is appropriate.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that's easy enough, Ed.
Thanks a lot for the phone call, Ed.
All right, thanks, guys.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, let's jump back into it. We're going to talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling from Dana Point. Good morning. Welcome to Stock Hookup this morning, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Good morning, guys. I'm telling you, I can't wait for Coronado with those surprise attacks of what kind of fish you're going to get.
Man, it's happening right now.
I know, 35-pound bluefin fighting last Saturday. Saw one of the weirdest things I've seen. Well, a tail wrap, 50 to 55-pound. And the one on the hook, both come up. It almost sawed through the tail. It maybe had just a bone left, and the guy got both of them.
Nice.
On one.
Isn't that's that a good else? Indication that you're around the biomass when you're catching two at a time.
Limit a bluefin in one cast.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
Killer, huh? I caught a yellowtail on the troll on a spinnerhead I just bought called Bob Marley out of the Hogan. She goes, try this. And caught a yellowtail. I thought it was kelp. I go, man, I'm going to have to bounce a bonita over the water, you know, and end up being a yellowtail.
Nice.
Yeah.
Weird stuff, man.
That's cool, Chuck.
Crazy.
Yeah, were you talking about Stephanie?
Yeah.
Stephanie, Stephanie and Breck there at Hogan's are two really good people that run a family business there. Yeah, if you've never checked them out, like you do, Chuck, just step on in. They're good people.
Cool local shop. Same deal, local good information. I mean, those are the guys that you support, you know, the people that do it and know it and live it and love it. And it's the same thing you talk about East County, same thing about those guys at Hogan, same, I know, the boys in our shop. I mean, the guys at Seaforth Sport Fishing, I mean, that's just what they, you know, they work there because it's a passion, not because they're going to get rich from it. I can assure you that. None of us in the tackle world are making a ton of money, but we really like what we do. There's no doubt. And supporting a good local shop like that, there's nothing better.
Very well said, Rick.
Chuck, appreciate the phone call very much. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Upland. Welcome to the show this morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, John?
Hey, San Diego, is there bunks on the boat or for your trips? They're pretty big, good-sized galley where you can relax while you're going out to the fishing grounds?
Yes, we do not have bunks, but we do have a huge galley, which oftentimes on the way out transforms into what looks like a morgue. No. There's bodies sleeping all over the place down there.
You know my favorite part of the boat, I'll tell you, Ryan, is the upper deck. And the upper deck is so cool. It's just a good place to hang out. It'll accommodate a ton of people. You know, you can sit on the port side or the starboard side and just get a great view and relax on your hour-and-a-half journey out to the islands.
We have acquired a group of regulars that are referred to as the upper deckers. They are, that is their home, it's their second home. They spend every day they can on the boat, and it's that upper deck that is a big selling point of the boat. People love hanging out up there. There's, you know, at any time, there could be a tackle seminar going up there. There could be a comedy show from one of the deckhands. It's a great place to hang out. I like that part of the boat as well.
You run a very, very good operation in all aspects. We talked about it for the last, hour and 45 minutes, but between the crew that you have, the care that you take of the passengers and the fish and the people, it's just, you've done a really good job setting yourself apart from a lot of competition that's out there. It's a really, really well-run oiled machine.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Corey, thanks a lot for your call, too, John.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk to Jim. Jim's calling from downtown. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope all's going well. Sounds real good. Hey, Ryan, you sold me out, buddy. I'm going out this week. Come up and introduce myself, but looking forward to it. Do you think 30-pound mono is going to be fine?
30-pound would be fine. I prefer to fish 40-pound with a yo-yo lure. I think 40 is perfect. You can even do 50 pound. The thing you need to consider line size when yo-yo fishing is the heavier line you use, the slower it sinks.
Yeah,
you know,
good point.
40 pound sinks a lot faster than 60 pound. 40 and 50 pound, they're close enough to where you're not going to lose much, sink rate. But so much of our fishing right now with this yellowtail being in deep water is getting down there fast, Matt had a couple of days when he first got on this fish where they were hanging with the boat. He was getting 45-minute drifts, and the school was hanging with the boat. So getting down there wasn't as crucial. Yesterday, the trip I drove, we were drifting so fast. We had some wind in the afternoon and current. We were drifting it over a knot. So getting down there quick was crucial because, in 10 minutes, we're a half a mile from where that school of fish was. And a lot of people might wonder, well, why don't you just drop the anchor on them? These are open water schools of yellowtail associated with zero structure.
Right.
They're just swimming around in the sand. Another testament to the electronics. They're swimming around in areas that, personally, I've never seen them in. Yesterday, they were in these areas that, I was looking at Matt's track lines from the previous days, and I'm going like, oh, man, he's missing the bus.
He's in left field.
He's in left field. I know he's been catching them really good, but watch this. We're going to catch 400 over here. After a couple hours, I realized Matt absolutely was not in left field. He was around the biomass, and they were just in an area that I personally had never seen them in.
Wow.
So getting down fast is important. I would use 40-pound. 40-pound is perfect for yo-yo fishing.
30 will work,
but 40 is better.
Jim.
All right, real good. Hey, Ryan, what's your day off you're going to take this week?
We kind of have a sporadic schedule right now. In the summertime, we'll have a set 2 days off a week. Right now, I'm not sure this week. It's the Matt Brawla show right now.
I was going to say, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yes.
Stay away from that boat as long as you can. Matt's killing it.
That's one thing I like to do. He found these fish. He was the first boat on them. He has them patterned better than anyone. I told him, you fish them until they're
That's
gone
so cool.
or fish them until you're tired. I'm here when you need a break, but they're yours. Enjoy them.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. I like hearing that. Jim, great question, buddy. I hope you have a good luck on the trip. Does bait make a difference on yo-yo jig fish like this, meaning your bait, does that help in slowing those things down? Does it not make a bit of difference because by the time the yo-yo lures hit the bottom and come back up, that school's already moved on?
Good question. A lot of times when we're yo-yo fishing, we'll see these schools on the sonar, we'll start throwing chum, and I can watch them on the sonar start to fluff up and start to chase the bait on the sonar, and yes, bait is crucial to keeping them around the boat. Yesterday, the way they were behaving, and I've seen this a lot when they're in that depth of water, I honestly don't know if our chum was doing anything. We were still chumming because that's kind of what we do. It's hard.
Emotions.
Right. It's hard for me not to. You know, it's hard for me to see a school yellowtail on the sonar and not grab the microphone and say throw bait to the chummer. That's just part of my, I'd probably do it without even thinking. But I don't know if it was doing anything yesterday. I think we could have just sent the yo-yo lures down. A lot of time, you know, yellowtail are curious creatures. Picture 40 lures hitting the bottom all at once, kicking up clouds of dust. That's an event to them in their world. I've seen where that is very effective.
Where that's a trigger.
It's a trigger.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Well, a lot of times, yo-yo fishing, they react a lot better with more lures in the water.
It's interesting.
Yes. Sometimes it's hard to get these schools interested in your boat when you only have 8, 9, 10 people on the boat. They just swim away. You have 40, 50 lines going up and down, and there's lures hitting the bottom, kicking up dust. There's fish hooked. It keeps them around.
And you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, it's like sending 50 sardines down to the bottom and letting them go and winding them in as fast as you can. I mean,
I would much rather yo-yo fish with 30 or more people on the boat than I would with 15.
It's
a lot more effective.
Very cool. We'll just jump back into the phones. We've got some patient callers. Try and sneak a few more in there, Corey.
Yeah, they are being patient. Let's talk to Sam. Sam is calling from Irvine. Thanks for joining the show this morning, Sam.
What's up, Sam?
Good morning. My question is, you know, I've been hearing about all the lines, and I go out on the San Diego. It is a great boat. The best yellowtail fishing ever. But my question is, you know, there's so much new gear out there, and that's pretty basic fishing. I take like 5 rods, but you know you need 2 or 3. What 2 or 3 rods would you take out there? What kind of setups would you take on that boat? Mostly mono would probably be it.
Well, you know the Spectra debate is deep right now in local fishing. And what I would say to people if they're thinking about using Spectra is be perfectly honest with yourself on what level of fisherman you are. And it's just like me. If I was going to go play golf for the day, I wouldn't go to the same golf course that Tiger Woods goes to. You know, I'd go to Tekeloti and maybe one day work my way up to playing the same course that Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods just played. Maybe. But there's so little room for error with Spectra, especially on a sport boat that has 20 or more other anglers on the boat. There's such little room for error in all aspects of fishing. If your yellowtail isn't hooked perfectly and there's no stretch in your Spectra, the hook's going to pull out. I like at least 75 feet of mono on top of everyone's rigs, and it just provides shock and room for error, basically.
I mean, you're taking a clothesline with straight Spectra, a clothesline with no give, not an inch,
right?
And basically putting a rubber band in it, and you're allowing that mono or the fluorocarbon to be your rubber band, a little bit of give, and just a shock absorber and a conditioner for any air.
With that being said, Spectra is a phenomenal product. It definitely has its places, but you want to work your way there. Mm-hmm. If it's if you're under 10 trips in your life, or 20 trips, 100 trips, really, start with mono. Get comfortable with mono. When my daughter starts fishing with me, she's 4 now. This would be a good opportunity to say hi to her. She's probably listening. Hi, Emmy. She's going to start with mono. She's going to start with mono. She's going to learn how to fly line a sardine first. She's going to become a master of fly line as a sardine. And then we'll progress into lures if she wants to. But, you know, I think angler should learn with mono, get super comfortable fishing a live bait, and then, you know, progress from there into lure. Unless it's yo-yo fishing, you know, yo-yo fishing's simple. You can start with yo-yo fishing even if you've never fished a live bait before. That's a technique that you can do with as a beginner. But, you know, I like at least 75 feet of mono on top of all my reels.
It's funny because there's always going to be pros and cons to fishing. You know, fishing isn't a black or white thing where it's always better if you do this and it's always worse if you do that. And Spectra is one of those things that all of us tend to solely focus on the pros, but it's not all that way. You know, there's lack of stretch, there's pulled hooks, there's, you know, there's tangles, there's the fact that it doesn't float as well. there's a lot of great things that come with it, too. Increased line capacity, lesser diameter. I mean, it's one of those things that it's not it's just not a black or white answer. And there's different techniques, some of which are greatly improved by it, and some of them really aren't.
Right. And that's what we're trying to do as fishermen, is just stack the odds a little bit in our favor. We're trying to have more pros than cons in our approach, you know.
That's very well put.
Yeah, great question, Sam. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Hey, when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to figure out who's two lucky callers have won a trip on the boat we're just talking about, and we're going to be right back. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Pen. We have the best pen has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Pen saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find a location nearest you. Check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at independentsportfishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, big winners. Both guys going fishing on full-day trips on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Who do we got, Corey?
Well, John from Mira Mesa, the lucky winner, and just proves that Mitch from Santee, the second winner, you don't even have to get on air. He's
all right, Mitch.
Mitch was hanging on till the very end. And,
nice, Mitch.
And got it. Well, congratulations, guys, and Ryan, I mean, Corey and I both, I know, feel the same way. Can't say enough good things about the boat and the operation and so much good fishing and so much good fun. If somebody wants to get in on this fantastic yellowtail fishing that's literally happening right now, how do we do it?
Call Seaforth Sport Fishing at 619-224-3383. You can also book online at seaforthlanding.com. The boat has its own website, www.thesandiego.com. You can book through our website. Book through Seaforth's websites. We're on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. But, you know, the best way is to either book online through the Landing's website or just call the guys up and book over the phone.
And I would say, too, again, you guys do a great job on all those social media outlets. You know, you always try to give a rundown of what you caught it, where you're fishing the next day, get your spot. You know, you do a great job and a great source of information for guys that are wanting to keep up with what's going on your boat.
Yeah, check us out. Instagram, Facebook. I think we're still on Twitter. We're all that stuff, yeah.
Well, next time we need you to bring Emmy with us. If she's out there listening, she's got to at least come and hang out with us.
I'm going to bring her in here one of these times. for sure.
We're ready for it, for sure. Well, Ryan, great job. Really appreciate you hanging with Corey and I for a couple hours. Great information. We absolutely love fishing on the boat. We're so proud to get to give away those trips on the San Diego every so often that he's so gracious with, and we wish you a great time. And when it's bite, man, keep us in touch. Let us know what's going on out there.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. And Corey, great job. I know lots of fun in here this morning and very good times. And again, we want to thank you for listening. We've got another great show coming for you tomorrow. Captain Fred Huber of the Daily Double. We're going to be talking great half-day fishing out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Big thanks to Adam. Big thanks to Corey. You stay tuned. It's more Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 right here on the Mighty 1090. Same.